This is Ron Moss from the Heart. I was given some information this morning, or some information that was sent to me about a particular graduation. I didn't get the details, and the caption was, "Even at graduations, people got to shoot. There's got to be gun violence there." And, you know, if we don't really address this issue, you know, and really don't deal with this from a community perspective, and this is why, you know, I try to explain to people why voting and getting involved and understanding the system and reading and all of those things come into play, and learning comes into play, because you can't really start solving any problems if you can't understand the root of the problem and understand how to get rid of the problem, or at least attempt to get the problem settled. You know, every time, you know, I watch the news or I watch politics, and I understand why, you know, there are people that I know don't watch the news. I understand there are people don't watch politics, don't follow it at all. You know, but some of us have to, you know, and some of us got to do that to share information for people to understand that conditions will continue to get worse. Situations will continue to get worse, you know, in your own backyard, in your own front yard, in your own community, in your own city, in your own state, until you recognize that you have to get involved. And it's sad, because I think about the daycares, I think about schools, I think about all facilities that house young people. And think about, will that particular day come when that individual who is mad at the world, who's mad at his life or her life, is mad at their situation or circumstance, is mad at whatever, a cartoon, or mad at something on TV, or a particular show didn't end like it was supposed to. And yeah, now you're dealing with mental health, of course. Yes, that's true. Because I see now that some politicians are using that angle, because they'll throw up in your face immediately. They're the left or the right, or the liberals are trying to take away our Second Amendment. You know, words matter when you want to not be naive and help people who you think that are not smart. You have, matter of fact, you pray that they're dumb, and you pray that they believe everything that you say. So when you say idiotic stuff like that, that they'll go, "Oh, no, I'm not going to let nobody take my guns away from me," which is so much untruth to that statement, that it's ridiculous. Nobody is trying to take anybody's Second Amendment. Do anybody know what the, and you know, just for the sake of knowing, do anybody know what the Second Amendment actually says? It says, in essence, as an American citizen, you have the individual right to arm yourself. This amendment also firmly establishes that the government cannot infringe on that right. That means you or me or the government cannot take away my right to own guns. But there is a but. But the government has a right to make sure that guns are regulated the way they're supposed to be. The government has a responsibility to make sure that we live in a safe democracy, that we live where we don't have to worry about no one knocking at our door and blowing our brains out just because they want to. We live in a government, we live where the government should be able to make our schools, public and private, safe. We're not just someone with a mental health issue, but there are people out here that are smart, who are intelligent, that also shoot people. There are people here that got good sense that also shoot people. So if we're going to be honest, if you really want to change the laws and get rid of assault weapons and get rid of these weapons, and you know what happens when as the world continues to evolve in the wrong way, what happens when we make it legal that someone can drive a tank down our street and no one argues about it and go, you should have voted. You should have got involved. You should have let your voice be heard. You should have went out there and did the work to make sure that didn't happen. We have a responsibility, people. We really do. We really do. Guess what? Let me fill you in on some bad news. And I'm not a prophet. I'm not a prophet, but I can almost guarantee this. There's going to be another school shooting. Yes, it is. Right now, there's someone wrestling with either they don't know who they are. That could be it. They could have an issue with people of color. That could be it. And not have any mental health issues at all. They just grew up learning how to hate black people or learning how to hate people of color. Or they convinced themselves that the United States belongs to them and we are not supposed to be here. That's not a mental health issue. That's a wrong history issue. You know, so what about that individual who's going through a divorce and they're going to go to that kid's school because the principal won't allow him to come there because of other issues and they had to put a trespass against him. He's decided on this time, I'm just going to go and shoot as many people as I can. That person doesn't have a mental health issue. That person has an attitude issue. And they are deciding, you know, it kind of reminds you when people go to court and they've done something wrong and they try to say, hey, that person has lost their mind. Or I'm sorry, they're insane. They try to use the insane case. Sometimes it works. Most of the time it don't. And so I kind of get upset about the fact when I continually hear people say, no, I'm not going to stop. I just heard a politician the other day on, I think it was on The View. He said, no, I'm not going to outlaw any guns. But what we're going to do, we're going to introduce mental health legislation and we're going to do this. And all of those are talking points that you hope that the people who feel like you do will say, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's do that until it ends up in their backyard or until it ends up at their school. You know, I can remember when Columbine happened. You know, for me, that was the end all of I couldn't believe that type of massive situation happened. But guess what? That's old news, isn't it? There's been so much gun violence since then. I thought when Virginia Tech happened, no way something like that could ever happen again. That's old news. And don't you know it has continued? And nobody wants to say, hey, if you care about it that much, come on, get involved. Go out here and educate people and tell them, hey, the way we change this is to vote. It's to vote people in who share our values, who share our ideas, and we know that they're smart enough to understand right and wrong and just won't believe what we say. You know what I learned a long time ago in Bible study? I learned a long time ago, and I think it was Reverend Silas Mims that said this, and I was very young back in the day. And when he would preach or teach the word of God, he would always say, now you go home and you make sure you study it yourself. To show yourself that you approved. Didn't know it was biblical at that time. I just was listening to what he said. So I would go home and try to understand the scriptures that he read and the scriptures that he wanted us to study to get my own understanding, not just to believe what he was saying. But a lot of people sit at home, they cut the TV on, and just because they've heard it so much, you've heard it for years, that black people are nothing, that black people don't matter, that they're thugs and they're criminals and they're game bangers. And after so many years, you believe it. And so when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the mall, when you ride down the street, when you pump gas and you see one of us pull up, you cringe. Not because anybody's done anything to you, but you believe it because you see it and your perspective over the years have changed. You believe that we're that way. Guess what, people? Study yourself. Think about, has anybody put a hand on you? Has anybody ever done something to you? Study yourself. Study your own self. Don't believe everything you see. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe me. But we've got to do something about this gun violence. But the only way that we can do that, we have to get used to getting people to study, to research yourself, do your own research. Don't believe what I say. Don't believe what the politicians say. Do your own research. Talk to those families. Reach out to those families who have lost loved ones and say, well, what happened that day? You know, I would love to go and just sit there and listen to what folks who have lost loved ones because of gun violence, what are they doing now? The case in Florida, they're still going through that. A year later, I think, has it been a year that those folk in Florida are still not given any solutions to making sure that what happened in that school won't ever happen again? There's this narrative out there that people are saying because they're poor schools, because they're public schools. I don't believe that. I believe people care. That much I believe. I do believe that. But I also believe that the power of power and money and politics unfortunately dictates safety. The power and money and politics dictates who you care about and who you don't care about. And it's sad because that doesn't represent the word united. It just represents states and states' rights. And let's use words like the Constitution. Let's use words like they're trying to take guns away from you. Let's use those code words like that to scare up people where they won't vote for righteousness' sake. They'll vote for scared sake. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.